give preference to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornell here. I prefer teddy bears over sheep. It's my personal preference. This topic, it was really interesting researching this particular idiom because there is so much on the internet about politics and wokeism and different topics about prejudice and things that the whole give preference to is convoluted and really, really hard to dig and find. But this, to give preference to something, to have an inclination, a predisposition, a preference to select something over another, to place or set something before, to carry out in front, to pick one person when you're hiring versus another person. We all have preferences. We all have criteria, and we all have preferences. We can pretend we don't, but that would be pretty silly and unrealistic. We also have to remember that every human being is different, and we look for what characteristics they have that fit with our organization, not that don't fit, right? Look for skills and abilities and things that make our organization a better place. That's why we have our own businesses, so we can serve who we prefer to serve, so we can hire who we prefer to hire, so we can have the freedoms that we want in our life, our choices, our decisions, etc. So this idiom and expression, it's been around since probably the 15th century or the 1500s, and then 1650, and the meaning has changed a little bit, and I'm sure the internet will provide us with new meanings for to give preference to and say that it's wrong before we know it. So before that comes, let's talk about how preference is critical to supersizing and growing your business. Number one, you have to know what you want. Why did you start your business in the first place? What do you want it to do? How do you want it to positively impact the world and make the world a better place? Who are you here to serve and help and make their lives better by solving problems or providing services for them that are things that they need, want, and desire, right? We have to pick a group of people because we cannot serve everyone. The fastest way to fail in any business is to think that your product or service is for everybody so that nobody ever hears of you or knows about you because you are out trying to serve everybody. How do I know that? I've made that mistake in different businesses in the past, both offline and online. We thought, oh, Italian food's for everybody. Everybody loves Italian food. And then I went out and I did store demos for about a year, almost every weekend for a year, to learn about what customers really thought and really wanted in our products and services. And one of the things I learned is it was begin in early stages, and it's gone through different cycles and phases because that's what happens. But with eating and dieting, the whole low carb, no carb, and now keto and things, that made our products and services absolutely something that people wouldn't even consider eating. And so would I market toward people that are on different restricted diets or low carb diets, or did we market to people that our products and services were for? People that wanted comfort food, holiday food, food that tastes good and is delicious and weren't super concerned about how many carbs they ate, etc. So it's important that we prioritize everything in our business. And that means we're giving preference to something over another thing. We have to decide all the areas, all the departments, all the aspects of our business, they have to come together with synergy. But at certain times in our growth and scaling of our businesses, we're focusing on different areas and aspects of the business, right? I would contend that we always need to be customer-centric and customer-focused in order to know what they want so that we're giving them what they want so that they want to continue to do business with us. But we have to know what's important to and what our customers give preference to, right? We're always out looking for getting our customers and our potential clients to choose us. We want them to prefer and choose us, right? So giving preference to something and giving preference to is critical to supersizing and growing our business. And we can do that in a way that honors the people that we don't serve, right? Maybe you only serve, maybe you only serve a very specific niche. I mean, I've got friends in every niche and every business serving about any different group of people that you can imagine, and you get to decide who you're going to specialize in. And will people bitch and moan and complain about that and criticize you for that? Yes, but you know you're here to make the world a better place, to grow and supersize your business. You can impact the greatest number of people possible for you, but you're not going to serve everybody by doing that, if that makes sense. I'm sure it makes sense. It makes sense if you've been in business any amount of time. Love to know your experience with this particular topic. And again, what it means to you and your business is the most important thing, not what it means to the media, not what it means to any politicians, because guess what? They're not paying your bills. They're not taking care of your employees. They're not taking care of your customers. They're not taking care of your family and probably not even your communities. So do what's right for you and your business and the people that you serve. That is giving preference to them. And in no way, shape, or form is that ever wrong, because we all have to do that in order to survive. If we could only eat one food and we had to eat something that we hated, we'd either learn to love that food or we would perish. And the same is true of our businesses. We have to pick the people that we can serve, knowing that we can't serve everybody. All right, have an awesome day. I will be with you tomorrow with another contribution-related idiom for the rest of July. If you've got one you'd love to know the meaning of, hit me up. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow. Bye.